Thank you. Good evening. Good evening and welcome to our candlelight service here at Neyland Church. Welcome whether you are joining us in person here this evening or you are joining us online. And if you are joining us online, I should say that you really have to light a candle wherever you are. It is a candlelight service after all. And if you're joining us here in person, I'm asked to say that we will proceed through with our programs and our red hymnals tonight. Through the worship. We won't be using the big screen up top, and so be prepared to turn to those as the service goes on. Let's open with a word of prayer tonight. Shall we bow our heads? Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy of all glory and honor. You are worthy of all our wondering, all our pondering, and all our praise. We thank you. We thank you for never leaving us nor forsaking us. We thank you for binding yourself to us forever in the incarnation of Jesus Christ, that you took our flesh even. You took our humanity so that you might raise us with your life. Lord, be blessed as we worship you here this evening. Receive every word and every gift and every song. As a fragrant aroma before your throne, we pray. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Friends, we receive this greeting from the Lord. Please join me in reading this together in the words that are in bold. Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the sevenfold Spirit who is before his throne, from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of all the kings of this world. To him who loves us and freed us from our sins by his blood, and made us to be a kingdom, priests serving his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
The God of mystery and promise. A reading from John 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not understood it.
I have taught your soul to grieve. In the barren soil of your loneliness, there I will plant my seed.
Grace your holy night. Will you try the patience of my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. The God of mystery and promise, this is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. A reading from Romans 8. We know that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time. Not only so, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption to sonship, the redemption of our bodies. If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. The love of God in struggle and in joy. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Sin. With this life so disappointed, from this world deceived within, then I cried out, who can help me? Who can save me from this woe? Then I heard the Savior's voice say, how I've loved you all along.
Long before you ever sought me, The God of gentleness and strength, the gift of the child, a reading from Isaiah 9. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future, he will honor Galilee of the nations by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Sweet child that ended dream, Reading from Luke 2, 1-7. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them.
Luke 2, 8-19. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. The God of gentleness and strength, the gift of the child. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
From
the Son of God, who is worthy of praise. A scripture reading from Revelation 5. Then I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll with writing on both sides and sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, "Who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll?" But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could open the scroll or even look inside it. I wept and wept because no one was found who is worthy to open the scroll or look inside. Then one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals."
Thank you.
from Revelation 5. Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands, and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they were saying, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise."
In heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them, saying, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. Amen."
Amen.
Amen.
The Son of God, who is worthy of praise. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.